USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rescue workers are continuing through the night to look for survivors after a high-rise condominium collapsed in Surfside, Florida, near Miami. It happened at 1:30 in the morning. One person is known dead. About 100 people are still missing.
This is a tragedy without precedent in the United States of America. The devastation that I witnessed today is the likes of which I've never seen, and I have been to Haiti and other nations.
Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Investigators are still trying to find out the cause of the collapse. Structural engineers are searching to find out why the high-rise collapsed the way it did. Authorities say 35 people were evacuated from the building, and 102 people were confirmed safe. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
There's been a bipartisan agreement on infrastructure. USA's Tim Berg reports.
President Biden says he and a bipartisan group of senators have come to an agreement on a $1 trillion infrastructure plan after meeting at the White House on Thursday. Arizona Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema is among those senators, and she praises the bipartisan efforts to get the deal done.
This historic agreement today between Republicans and Democrats in the Senate and with the President of the United States shows that when a group of people who are committed with shared values to solving the problems and challenges our country faces, we can use bipartisanship to solve these challenges.
The CDC has extended a national moratorium barring landlords from evicting renters through the end of July. They said it's the last time they will renew the controversial ban. The moratorium, which helped renters who were financially strapped due to COVID-19, was set to expire next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Members of the House Judiciary Committee approved all six bills, including an antitrust package seeking to limit the power of major technology companies. After about 23 hours of debate, lawmakers advanced the final of the six bills in a 21-20 vote, with two Republicans joining Democrats in voting to advance the bill, while four Democrats opposed it. The bill passed would grant federal regulators the ability to sue to break up large tech companies whose roles as operators of a platform present an irreconcilable conflict of interest in other lines of business. It places pressure on companies such as Amazon and Apple, which run a marketplace, while also selling its own products, and also Google, which serves videos in its search engine while offering its own video service through YouTube. Other bills included in the package would seek to keep large tech companies from purchasing rising competitors, giving their own products and services preferences over their competitors, and make it easier for products from different companies to work together. Apple, Google, and Amazon released statements alleging the bills would harm their products and jobs within the industry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Apple CEO Tim Cook called her to say the bills would hamper jobs and innovation throughout the industry. You can listen to the news anytime on our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.